Can flying ever be green? Scientists say no. This is News Review from BBC Learning English. I'm Sian.
And I'm Phil. Make sure you watch to the end to learn the vocabulary you need to talk about this story.
And remember, subscribe to our channel, like this video, and try the quiz on the website. Now for today's story.
Environmentally friendly flying is not likely to happen soon. That's according to scientists from the Royal Society. The UK government's target is completely sustainable flying by 2050. But researchers found that more than half of all British farmland would be needed to grow the plants to make the biofuel.
You've been looking at the headlines. What's the vocabulary?
We have use up, not in easy reach, and pour cold water on.
This is News Review from BBC Learning English. Let's have a look now at our first headline.
Okay, this is from The Times. Jet fuel crops would use up most British farmland.
So crops, that's plants, that are used to make jet fuel would use up farmland. So we're looking here at use up. Now, I know the verb use, but what's the meaning here?
Well, use up means to use something completely so that there's nothing left. So in the story here, it's saying that if British farmland is used up to grow jet fuel, then there's no space left for anything else, like space to grow food.
And that's why this is unrealistic for these jet fuel crops to be grown. Okay, so use up together is a phrasal verb, right?
It is. Now, we often add up to a verb to mean completely. So, for example, if you fill up your car with petrol, you fill it completely so that there's no space for more petrol in your car.
And if you say to your children, eat up or drink up, you want them to finish all their food or drink. Let's look at that again. Okay, let's have our next headline.
This is from the BBC. Green flights not in easy reach, warn scientists.
Okay, so we're looking at this expression in reach. And note in the headline, it's in the negative and uses not. Okay, so Phil, I know the verb reach. So I reach for my water bottle if I need a drink. But in this headline, it's in reach. So it's not a verb, is it?
No, it's not. It's a phrase and we often use it with the verb be. And it means to have something close to you. So Sian, your water bottle is in reach. You can reach it. It's close to you.
Okay, so we can use it with physical things, like my water bottle, but we can also use it metaphorically. So in the headline, they say that green flights are not in easy reach, meaning that green flights will not happen yet. It's not easy to have them.
Yes, and we often use it like this, metaphorically. So, for example, if you've got 1 month left until the end of the school year, we can say that the end of the school year is in reach.
Or if I'm a professional sports person and I have an injury, then the Olympics are not in easy reach. Let's have a look at that again. Okay, next headline, please, Phil.
This one is from The Guardian. Scientists pour cold water on UK aviation's net zero ambitions.
Okay, so here we're talking about net zero, which means limiting harmful gases. And the expression we're looking at is pour cold water on. So, Phil, if I pour cold water on you, how do you feel?
I don't think I'd like it. This is an idiom and it's metaphorical. You can pour cold water on a plan or an idea. And if you do that, it means that you're very negative about it. In fact, so negative that other people might lose their enthusiasm for the plan or the idea.
Okay, so scientists criticized this plan to fly more sustainably. But can we use this expression in everyday English?
Definitely. So, Sian, think about if your kids are arranging or planning a really big house party. I think you might pour cold water on that idea.
Definitely. And if you're thinking about cheating in an exam and your friends think it's a bad idea, then they will pour cold water on it and you'll lose enthusiasm for this idea. Let's look at that again. We've had use up, use all of something.
Not in easy reach, not close or achievable.
Pour cold water on, be negative about something.
Don't forget to try the quiz on this page.
Thank you for joining us. Goodbye.
Bye.